players. That's good. That's good. This might hurt just a little bit. Don't bite, don't bite, don't bite. Welcome to the green room, everybody. There's a 52-year-old man sitting in a dentist chair up here, and as he feels the drill going into his tooth, and he can feel the pain throbbing in his head, and he starts to think to himself, I gotta get out of here. So he kind of feels himself drifting off into a dreamland of a sort, and he's kind of going off into a little bit of a dream. And he closes his eyes and starts feeling himself shut out of the outside world a little bit, slowly. He feels himself drifting off. And as he starts to drift off, he sees himself traveling down this corridor that opens up in front of his eyes. And the name of this guy is Colonel Forbin. And Colonel Forbin is looking down this long corridor as he sits in the dentist chair. And he's feeling the throbbing, and as he kind of drifts off into fantasy land, he sees this corridor opening up in front of his eyes, and he starts to pass through it. And as he goes through it, he walks along kind of inside of his mind, and we can all kind of go with him through this corridor until he runs into this knight that's leaning up against the wall. The knight turns to him and introduces himself. He says, his name is Rutherford the Brave. And the two of them start talking. And as they talk, Rutherford the Brave looks at Colonel Forbin and he tells him about this land that he's gone to. And the name of the place is called Gamehenge. And as they talk, Rutherford the Brave begins to tell him the story of Gamehenge and how all the wizard people of Gamehenge had lived there and how Gamehenge has been taken over by this evil guy, the evil King Wolfram. So as I talk,